is Jack Scallions. Would you join me for just a few moments from my heart to yours? Robert Frost was the first poet to give a recitation at a presidential inauguration. He did so January the 20th, 1961, at age 84, just 2 years before his death at the inauguration of President John F. Kennedy. He had specifically prepared and intended reading the poem entitled Dedication when the glare of the sun prevented him. Instead, he recited from memory the poem entitled The Gift outright. I was barely 19, but remember viewing the happening. In later years, I developed a love for poetry and one especially from Robert Frost entitled The Road Not Taken. The most famous line from that poem is this one. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made the difference. That thought has stuck with me over these past 60 years. I have noticed a mad rush by society down a broadly traveled road. As Bible believers, we have chosen a road less traveled. That choice has certainly made the difference for me. I'm not sure Robert Frost had that Christian symbolism attached to his poem, but it's there, rather, nevertheless. Jesus did make it clear in Matthew's gospel as he spoke of a choice of two roads to travel, a broad road and a narrow road. For sure, the broad road's more frequently traveled by a larger portion of humanity, but its destination is destruction. While Robert Frost gives the subliminal advantages of his choice of the road less traveled as an adventure not shared by the masses and an alternative to the herd mentality that misses so much of the solitude of personal enjoyment, our Christ denotes a much more serious and profound truth in the book of Matthew. The broad road Jesus speaks of begins as an easy road, as a wide gate that gives entrance. The road is lighted with glittering lights and billboards promising wealth and pleasure and fleshly satisfaction. As the journey on the broad road most traveled progresses, the lights flicker and soon burn out. The merriment of the masses goes silent, then turns to woe and despondency. The road begins to be filled with hazards and potholes, narrowing, making it difficult, then impossible to turn around. The crowd on the broad road most traveled will intensify their speed, pushing and shoving, denying time to reflect on the consequences, and soon the lights fade and turn to darkness, and the echoes of the screams of the travelers can be heard as they plummet into the abyss. Too late to turn back on the broad road, the road most traveled. The contrast of choosing the road less traveled, as Jesus put it, a narrow road, with entrance through a narrow gate, and that contrast is immense. Of course, Jesus is the entrance way. Those traveling this road are his believers. The road winds its way down from Golgotha's hill, and travelers can see in the distance the light of a celestial city, lights reflecting from its golden streets, light that is the light of the Savior who awaits the traveler at the end of our journey. I digress a moment to talk a bit of the journey itself, the journey of choice on a road less traveled, for it is a choice everyone listening can make for themselves. I've enjoyed my journey on this road less traveled because I have had Christ with me all along the way. Regardless of its twists and turns and even the hard mountain climbs or deep valleys, he's always walked beside me. From time to time, others who also chose the road less traveled come beside me. We talk a bit, develop friendships and shared purpose in our service to the one who leads. We talk of other travelers who have gone on before us and our anxious labor to enlist all we can to choose the Christ so that they can travel with us. Though the company may be small in comparison to the other road, the travelers are wonderful to be with. Each one can speak of their sins being forgiven, and all carry with them a wonderful book, the Bible, that brings joy when read and comfort and help along the journey. Some I know who call themselves missionaries and evangelists and fellow travelers, pastors, but most just simple believers who love their Savior and serve Him with grateful hearts. Some of the greatest friends a man could ever have had encourage me along the way when I get weary or falter on the journey. I know many who are talking to the Savior on my behalf. We're encircled about with a great cloud of witnesses watching our journey. My dad and mom are watching at journey's end. Over 100 that labored with me at Fairview and went on before me, those that I walked in front of caskets and said goodbye to their earthly remains, they're watching me, not counting those innumerable I have known, some closely, some casually, all who chose the road less traveled. I'll meet them all at the end of the journey. Blind Fanny Crosby wrote, "Oh, the dear ones in glory, how they beckon me come, and our parting at the river I recall. To the sweet vales of Eden they will sing my welcome home, but I long to see my Savior most of all." I'm past 80 years old now, and have spent almost 60 years as a pilgrim on this road less traveled. I'm so thankful, more each step that passes, that as a young man I made the choice that night of January 2nd, 1966, when I started my journey with the one who was the way to walk down the road less traveled. Consider making that decision yourself. It'll make the difference for you for time and for eternity. It has for me. This is Jack Scallions. I want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity today to share with you just a few moments from my heart to yours.